Abayi asked Rabbi, how can we say that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't believe the woman? In another mission, Rabbi Yeshua says that a woman who is married to a questionable chalal is allowed to marry a kohen. We see Rabbi Yeshua follows the woman's chazaka. Rabbi said, in that case, where the question arose from a marriage, we rely on the fact that a woman checks into a man's yichus before marrying him, and he must therefore not be a chalal. However, in our mission, we're discussing where she was mezana. A woman doesn't check into the man she's going to be mezana with. Rava asked, in that same Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel said that the woman will be treated as usher to the kohen. This contradicts Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah, who says that we follow the woman's chazaka. Rava said, Rabbi Gamliel is not contradictory, because in our Mishnah, she's claiming a claim with certainty, a bari, whereas in that Mishnah, she's making a claim with some uncertainty, she's somewhat of a shema. Rabbi Yeshua is also not contradictory, because in our Mishnah, there's only one suffix, and we therefore go to chumra, but in the other Mishnah, there's a svek sveka, and therefore we can go to kula. Based on the above, the Gemara says the resulting views are that Rabbi Gamliel holds that a claim of bari is strong enough to be believed even in the face of a single suffix, but a shema is so weak that it's not even believed in the face of a svek sveka, whereas Rabbi Yeshua holds that one suffix is so strong that even a claim of bari is not believed against it, whereas a svek sveka is so weak that even a claim of shema would be believed against a svek sveka. A brisa says that when we discuss a widow of a person of uncertain status, that actually refers to a widow regarding who we're not concerned to possibly be married to a mamzer or nasan or the slave of a king. Meaning we're not concerned that she was married to someone who's possible to call. Rav Meir said, I have heard that any woman regarding who we have no such concern may marry a kohen. Rav Shimon Elazar, the name of Rav Meir, said, the widow of a person of uncertain status actually refers to a woman who was married to a safek chalal. This is because Yidden are aware of the mamzerim among them, but they're not aware of the chalalim among them. Because Mara starts explaining the brayse. Affecting Mara, the brayse in the beginning suggests that mamzer, nosen, and slaves are a problem, but a chalal would not be. Affecting Mara, but a chalal is also deraisa, so why should it be treated any differently? Second question, Rav Meir seems to be saying the exact same thing as a Tanakama. They're both saying that if as long as it's not someone who's there's a concern that possibly married a mamzer, nosen, or a slave of a king, then it's not an issue. They both say the same thing. Third question, for Akhtar Gemara, the end of the Braisa seems to say that a Safek Chala would make the widow usher to marry a Kayan, but the beginning of the Braisa suggested that it would not. So Mara answers like this, Rabbi Yochanan said, the issue in the Braisa is regarding one who protests when he's called a mamzer, meaning you call him a mamzer, he gets angry, he starts yelling, I'm not a mamzer, but he does not protest when he's called a Chalal. The Tanakhama holds that if someone remains quiet regarding any accusation, even one of chalal, his wife would be puzzled to marry a kohen because we take his silence as an admission that the shtika kaida, that he's a chalal. Rav Meir then says that the silence in the face of being called a chalal is not an admission because it doesn't make him puzzled to marry a regular yid and therefore he doesn't even bother to protest against it. Rav Shimon Elazar then says, no, Rav Meir only said he's valid even when remaining silent if he remains silent when being called a mamzer, because he figures that people Shimon Elazar says that Rav Meir only said he's valid even when remaining silent, only when he's called a mamzer, because he figures that people know who is a mamzer, who is not a mamzer, and therefore he doesn't feel the need to protest when he's called a mamzer, because he knows that everyone knows he's not a mamzer. That's how you take his silence to mean. However, if he protests when he's being called a mamzer, but he's quiet when he's called a chalal, we say that he is a chalal and he's possible, because the reason he was quiet when he was called a chalal is because he's happy that they're not making him possible to marry another yid, only making him possible for a kohen. And therefore, he does not protest that. So that is somewhat of an admission that he is taka a chalal. For example, one brayse says that Rabbi Yossi says that one who remains silent when accused of being a mamzer is valid, and one who remains silent when being accused of a chalal is pasul. Another brayse says the other way around, that someone who is silent when being called a mamzer is actually pasul, and someone who is silent when he's being accused of being a chalal is kosher. Mar says a second brayse follows the view of Rabbi Meir, as stated by the first tanya in the brayse above, and the first brisa follows the view of Rav Meir according to Rav Shimon Elazar, like he explained Rav Meir in the brisa above.